This is Michael Johnson, and today we have a very special guest with us. We have Pat Gelsinger, who is the Senior Vice President and Co-General Manager of Intel's Digital Enterprise Group, and we're here today to talk about the Intel Developers Forum coming up in Shanghai. Pat, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Now, tell me a little bit about what the theme of IDF Shanghai is. I've got here, Invent the New Reality. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so the IDF show has really become, as I affectionately like to call it, the world's greatest geek fest, where we get top technologists together and talk about the future. And right in that sense, we really are trying to innovate for what the future is. And the theme that we're particularly talking about at the next level is milliwatts to petaflops, and how we're taking our architecture and extending it from very, very big to very, very small and low power.
So what's got you the most excited about this IDF coming up? I know you've got some very special announcements, as with all IDFs. Maybe you can elaborate on those.
Well, a few of them that we're excited about. I'll be laying out our vision for high-performance computing. And this is really the petaflops end of the spectrum, and we're describing how we're in the race to build the first petaflop machine and some of the specific efforts in both China as well as around the world. We'll be describing our six-core Dunnington processor, the first six-core IA processor on the planet, and getting great reviews from that. I'll describe our visual computing strategy and really laying out a vision for what visual computing is. And we sort of thought about graphics in the past, but we see visual computing as really a radical departure from a fairly simplistic view of what graphics has been in the past. Probably the biggest news of IDF actually, unfortunately, isn't in my keynote, but probably comes in Anand's as we talk about mobile internet devices, the Atom processor, and specifically the Menlo platform that utilizes that first Atom processor family for building the milliwatt end of the spectrum and very small handheld but fully capable internet devices.
Now, you mentioned Anand Chandrasekhar. Who are going to be some of the other keynote speakers and other topics that are going to be covered at IDF in Shanghai?
Well, Anand, Dadi, and myself will really cover the milliwatts to petaflops. I'll be covering the servers and high-end. Dadi will really cover our mainstream clients, Centrino, vPro, and Anand will cover milliwatts, the handheld and Atom processor family. And then we'll also have Justin and Renee. Renee will specifically be covering the software strategy and tools for Intel, and Justin some of our research directions.
Now, these are great presenters. I've seen them all in the past, because there is a great amount of excitement and electricity that happens at IDF. Who's going to be attending, and who's it really for?
Well, IDF is always viewed as an industry's developer forum, so in that sense, we expect a cross-section of industry players. Since it's in Asia, in China, we do expect a large population of the Chinese audience. Also key is Taiwan, the developer community there. We also expect to have a reasonable population of people, press, analysts, developers, leading visionaries from around the world coming to Shanghai. And I know I'll be personally hosting a number of people in Shanghai who are coming to both participate in my keynote as well as join in a number of industry events and venues that we'll be having there.
And where does Shanghai IDF fit into the bigger picture? Because you have them here in San Francisco. There's also going to be one in Taipei later on in the year. How does Shanghai fit into that big picture as far as the overall presentation of the ideas and the latest innovations from Intel happen?
Well, IDF runs a twice-a-year cycle, both spring and fall. And Shanghai is the spring event. So it is our flagship event for the first half of the year. And then San Francisco, followed by Taipei, will be the events for the second half of the year. So Shanghai, this is it. This is our big deal for the first half of the year.
And when you think back about all the, I think it was 20 that we were talking about before, 20 or so IDFs that you've attended, what's some of your best memories of IDF and say, I don't know, just some interesting moments that you came across there?
Well, IDF, to me, and And since I helped start it and have sort of been seen as sort of a father figure for it over the now decade plus that we've been doing it, you know, I have lots of fond memories. I remember, you know, just a couple hundred of us showing up in Palm Springs and not having any view of the kind of magnitude of event that this would become. And just looking back on, you know, a handful of us hanging around the pool in Palm Springs to what it's become today, it really is quite exciting. We kicked off some huge industry things at IDF, things like Universal Serial Bus, PCI. All of those really, you know, were birthed out of IDF events. And now, you know, literally every PC or almost every electronics device includes some of the technologies that we initiated at IDF. And then maybe in recent memory, probably the one that I've enjoyed the most is just listening to Gordon Moore. And we had just a phenomenal sort of reprise of the industry's history by Gordon at the last IDF. And I felt like I could have sat at his feet and just listened to him talk for a day or two.
And in looking ahead right now, where do you see it going in the next, I don't know, say in the next 5 years or so? Because there's been, as you say, looking back from Palm Springs and from past things, you couldn't have, you know, maybe envisioned that things would go this far. Where do you see the presentation and some of the foundations that are being built on some of this, you know, really tiny technology right now, the Atom processor and Menlo and Nehalem and more? Where do you see it going in the next 5 years?
Well, part of the theme as we've developed this idea of milliwatts to petaflops is really taking the Intel architecture, this compatible processing, scalable architecture, and taking it to places it's never been before. And in the milliwatt range, you know, literally, we want to turn every cell phone into a fully capable internet communications device, able to access every piece of content, applications, plugins that have ever been done and in a compatible way. And that's really the value proposition of IA, but for the first time coming to fully mobile devices. The second theme that we're touching on is petaflops. We're off to build computers that will solve problems that have never been solved before. Problems in science, problems in medicine, problems in things like weather modeling and predicting, being able to build machines that have never, ever been able to be built nor programmed before. And then this last theme that I touched on a bit already is visual computing. And we really think of this as just a dramatic new entree. You know, how much computing can you use for visualization? There's no end in sight. But it's been a very difficult environment to program, and we're bringing the world's most programmable architecture together with an insatiable demand for computing and launching our visual computing initiative at this IDF.
It's kind of like the angels on the head of a pin question almost.
In many ways so, because you know, when you think about your brain, you know, more of it's dedicated to visual processing than any other element. And you combine that with auditory processing, so media, graphics, visualization, combine it with breakthroughs in physics, ray tracing, computational modeling. We see a real confluence of events that will, in our estimation, really change the course of the industry.
Pat, it's been really great talking to you. We're really looking forward to what's going to be coming out of IDF in Shanghai. And I wish you a lot of luck and get some rest and show us what Intel can do. It'll be great.
Well, thank you, and I sure look forward to seeing PodTech there and anxious to talk to some of your guys in Shanghai firsthand for the action.
Okay. Pat Gelsinger is the Senior Vice President and Co-General Manager of Intel's Digital Enterprise Group. And, Pat, it's been great talking with you, and, again, we look forward to talking to you at Shanghai.
Thank you so much.